Chaitanya Bhagavat, Chapter 19, Mahaprabhu's Pastimes in the Home of Vaitacharya in Shantipur. Continuing, verse 30, it explains that Nityananda, Nitai Chand, and Gaura Chand were wandering around Navadvip, and everyone, the Nadiavasis, saw them indifferently according to the position of their devotion. This text 31. Antarikshde Kakisava Dekis Devagan. Dui Chandra Dekisava Gane Maneman. The demigods watching from outer space, seeing the two moons, Gaurachand, Nitaichand, various thoughts went through their minds. Apana Loke Rahila Vasumati Gyan. Chandadeki Prithivire Haila Swargabhan. On seeing the presence of the moon-like lords, they consider their planets to be the earth and the earth to be heaven. So, they were looking at the Lord from the heavenly planets, but they thought, oh, this, the real celestial environment is there where Mahaprabhu, where these two lords are. Because where we live up in the heavens, there's only one moon. And down there in Navadvip, in Mayapur, there's Mayapur Chandra, Navadvip Chandra, Nitai Chandra, Gaura Chandra, this must be more exalted. Yeah, there's two moons on that planet. Nara Gyana Apanare Sabara Janmila Chandra Prabhave Nare Deva Bhuti Haila. By the influence of the moon-like lords, the devas considered themselves to be human beings, and human beings to be demigods. Dui Chandra Deki Sabe Karina Bichar Kabu Swarge Nahi Dui Chandra Adhikar. On seeing the two moons, Nitai Chand and Gaura Chand, the devas thought, we never saw two moons together in heaven. There's only one moon in heaven. So this makes the earth superior to heaven. Two moons. Kaundeva Bale Shuna Vachana Amara Mula Chandra Eka Eka Pratibimba Ara. One deva said, listen to my words. One of these moons must be the original and the other is a reflection, Pratibimba. It's amazing. Vrindavan Das Thakur has heard this whole dialogue of the demigods. Kaundeva Bale Hina Bhuji Narayan Bhageva Chandra Bidi Karila Yojan. Another demigod said, I think that out of our good fortune, Lord Narayan has provided us with two moons. So they're Bhagya, they got two moons because they're good fortune, simultaneous. Keha Bale Pita Putra Eka Rupahai Hena Bhuji Eka Buddha Chandra Tanai. One deva said, the father and son are one. I think one is Mercury, the son of the moon. Because Chandradeva has 27 wives. The 27 nakshatras are the wives of Chandradeva, the moon god. And it's told that Mercury is the son of the moon. Just like Yamaraj and Shani Maharaj and Jamuna are the children of Suryadeva, the sun god. So the moon god also has children. So one of his children is Bud. Bud means intelligence. It means Shukra or Venus. Bud means Mercury. So the planet Mercury is considered to be his son. That's why they say that people wear pearl rings to appease the moon god on their fingers when their mind is not working so well. Mind and intelligence are not working so well. They wear a pearl ring on the, I think it's on the pinky finger or something. So they're saying, well, the father and son are similar, so one's the father and one's the son. One moon is the father, the moon, and the other must be Bud, Mercury. It's just their dialogue. Vede nare nishchayite je prabhura rup tahate je deva mohe e nahi kotuk. It was not at all wonderful that the demigods were bewildered by the Lord's form, which even the Vedas cannot understand. Henamate Nagara Brahmaye Duijan Nityananda Jagannath Mishra Nandan. In this way, Nityananda, Jagannath Mishra Nanda, wandered about the city. Nityananda Sambodhya Bale Vishambar Chalajai Shantipura Achar Jaragar. Vishambar said, "Hey Nitai, let's go to Shantipur, the visited Vaitacharya." Meanwhile, it's Shantipur. Yoga Vashishta is being preached by the Acharya. Shantipur Nath. Maharangi Dui Prabhu Paramachanchal Se Pate Chalilena Acha Jerja Gar. The two joyful, restless lords, Paramachanchal, supremely chanchal. Maharangi means, Rangi means very playful. He's not restless, he's very playful. They set out on the path to Vaitacharya's house. Madhyapat Gangara Samipe Ekagram Mulukera Kachese Lalita Puranam. Halfway in a village of Lalitapur, there's a village named Lalitapur near the Ganga. Se Grame Grihasta Sanyasi Eka Ache Pater Samipe Gara Janavira Kache. In that village lived a householder sannyasi. His house was on the side of the road near the Ganga. So the Bengal has all these type of saffron wallets that, you know, where saffron, where they live with their wife or maidservant. They have a whole class of them. They're called Dari sannyasis. Because they always have very stylish hair and nice amalaki oil on their hair and very fragrant clothes and some nice oil in their ear, fragrant oil. So this is a group that he met. I read about these. Nityananda Stane Prabhu Kariye Jignasa Kahara Mandapa Jana Kahakara Vasa. Mahaprabhu asked Nityananda, "Do you know whose ashram this is and who stays here?" Nityananda Bali, "Prabhu, Sannyasi Alaya." Prabhu Bali, "Tari Dehi, Tari Bhagyahai." Nityananda said, "Oh, this is the house of a sannyasi. Sannyasi Alaya. Like we have Vidyalaya, Bhojanalaya, Himalaya. He means snow. Alaya means place of or house of." So Alaya, Vidyalaya means a place of knowledge, a school. Bhojanalaya means a place of eating food. Alaya, house of a sannyasi. The Lord said, "If we are fortunate, we can meet him." So you should read this verse that when people come and knock on the door, and I don't want to meet them. You don't have enough fortune. Hasi gela dui prabhu sanyasirastan. Vishambara sanyasire karila pranam. Because remember that at this juncture, Vishambara is married. He's a grihasta, so sannyasi is a higher order, even though he's a grihasta brahmin. He's Naralila. And Nityananda is also married, or maybe, I'm not sure. Not yet, he's not married yet. But he's like Avadut. He's beyond all the ashrams. But at least Mahabhu is correctly saying, as a grihasta brahmin, it's, he's considering great fortune meet a sannyasi. Hasi gela dui prabhu sannyasira stane Vishambara sannyasire karila pranami. The two prabhus smiled as they went to the sannyasi's house. Vishambara thereupon offered obeisances to the sannyasi. See the etiquette. And dekiya mohana murti dvijara nandan sarvanga sundara rupa prafula vadan. Santoshe sannyasi kari bahu ashivad dhanvamsha suvivaha hao vidya lava. On seeing Vishambara's most enchanting form, Mohan Murti, beautiful limbs, sarvanga sundara rup, and smiling face, prafula vadana, means like blossoming. Praful means like a flower when it blossoms, prafula. Prafula Vadana, blossoming, flower-like face. Sannyasi, in great satisfaction, is feeling very happy, Santosh, offered him various blessings. Ashirvad, Ashirvad. Mangalam Bhagavan Vishnum, Mangalam Gurudvaja, Mangalak Pundarik, Mangalam Pundarikaksha, Mangalayastanohari, Akala Mrityaharanam, Sarva Vyadi Vinashanam, Radhakund Vase, Krishna Bhakti He, Radha Bhakti He, Guru Bhakti He, Kavi Kavi Vrindavan Vase. He said, I bless you that you will achieve wealth, dhan, and vamsh, good family, suvivaha, very beautiful wife, and vidya, you'll attain wonderful learning. Prabhupali, Gosai, e nahi ashirvad, hinabala torihau krishnera prasad. Mahabharu said, O Gosai, Sannyasi Gosai, this is not a benediction. Rather, you should say, may you attain the mercy of Krishna. Krishna prasad, not Maya prasad. It's all Maya prasad. Money, woman. Mahabharu goes on, Vishnu Bhakti Ashirvad Akshaya Avyaya Jai Balila Balila Gosai Tomar Jogyanai. The benediction of Vishnu Bhakti is inexhaustible and indestructible. Whatever you have said, O Gosai, does not befit you as a sannyasi. Wealth, children, beautiful wife, and material education are temporary. Vishnu is eternal, and Vaishnava is eternal, and Vishnu Bhakti is eternal. The benediction of Vishnu Bhakti is never destroyed, and there's no end to it. How people address you as guru, as Gosai, it's not appropriate for you to award worldly, temporary benedictions. Hasya sannyasi bale purveje shunila sakshate tahara aji nidana paila. Sannyasi smiled and said, I'm now directly experiencing what I previously heard about. Bala sebalite loka tengalanadhai evi perputera se matavyavasai. I've heard that if you give good advice, then people just hit you with a stick. The behavior of this son of a Brahmin is just like that. In other words, the Dari Sannyasi said, if good advice is given to people, they respond with outrage. Today I have direct evidence of this. Dan vara dilami paramasantosh kotad gela upakar aro amadosh. I happily awarded this Brahmin the benediction of wealth, and what to speak of appreciating it, he found fault in me. Rather than feeling grateful, he condemned me. This is certainly the work of Kali. Sannyasi Bali, Shuna Brahman Kumar, Keni Tumi Ashvad Nindile Amar. Listen, O son of a Brahmin, why do you criticize my benedictions? Prithivite janmiya jay nakaila vilas uttam kamani jara nara hila pash jara dhan nahitar jivanai ki kaj hena dhan baradite pao tumi laj. If one who has taken birth in this world does not engage in sense gratification and enjoy beautiful women and doesn't accumulate lots of money and wealth, what's the use of his life? And you are embarrassed to accept the benediction of such wealth? If after coming to this material world, if a man doesn't enjoy the intimate association of women, what is the use of his life? And what is the use if you've achieved a human form of life, you don't accumulate lots of money and wealth? I awarded you the greatest benediction you could ever achieve with wealth and women, but you're too ashamed to accept them. This is most astonishing. How can you progress in this world without money? Everyone needs money. What are you going to do? What's your Hare Krishna going to do if you don't have any money? How are you going to fill your belly by Vishnu Bhakti? Hailava Vishnu Bhakti Tomara Sharire Dan Bina Ki Kaive Tahaka Mori. Tell me, if you have devotion of Vishnu, what will you eat if you don't have any wealth? You eat your bhakti. Hase Prabhu Sanyasira Vachana Shuniya Srihasta Dilene Nija Kapale Tulia. On hearing the words of the sannyasi, Mahaprabhu smiled and raised his hand to his forehead. Hi, 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 hi. Vyapadeshe Mahaprabhu Sabare Shikai Bhakti Bina Keya Jena Kichui Na Chai. With this action, Mahaprabhu taught everyone not to aspire for anything other than devotional service. In this pastime, Mahaprabhu clearly revealed the importance of devotional service and the insignificance of all their activities. And he thus taught everyone that they should not desire anything else. In the course of teaching, Mahaprabhu included the instruction to give up desires for material enjoyment. This is interesting. You think about the whole thing together, the sequence of these leelas. He's on his way to Shantipur. Maybe he's even in Shantipur already. But he meets his Dari Sannyasi who's preaching karma, basically the path of karma. Eat, drink, and be merry. And then after that, he's going to meet Advaitacharya who's preaching gyan. Neither one is. One, the karmic person is decrying bhakti. He said, what is this? Bhakti is nothing. It's useless. Can't fill your belly with bhakti. And then when he meets Advaitacharya, he's saying, well, bhakti is like a mirror, but gyan is the eyes. So he's talking about the compatibility. He's not decrying bhakti. He's giving some credence and some position to bhakti, but giving a higher position to gyan. Gyan is the chakshus for the eyes to see the dharpan of devotion. But without the eyes, what good is the mirror? That's what we're just preaching. So we can't help but think that these two pastimes are the Lila Tattva, the example of Lila to illustrate the Tattva Nectar Devotion, definition of Uttam Bhakti. Anya Bilashita Shunyam Gyana Karma Adiravintam Anukulina Krishna Shilanam Bhakti Uttama. The Uttama Bhakti is free from any coverings of karma and gyan. Avritam, these are coverings. This seems to be the covering of karma. And also, Mahavra's response reminds us of the Shikshastakam, which he spoke much later in Jagannath Puri, but this was his experience. I guess this was one of his many, many experiences that led him to, when he was in his Gambira Leela, to recite Nadana Najanana Sundaram. He's saying, yes, Nadana Najanana Sundaram. I met that Dari Sannyasi in Shantipur so many years ago when I was Grihastha Brahman, and then he was preaching that this is a good thing. Dhananachanam Sundaram. I'm blessing you with Vamsha. He's giving me Ashirvad, Amshirvad of Janam, of Vamsha, good family, and Amshirvad of Sundaram, beautiful women, and wealth. And these are the, and so I said, yes, yes, I remember that Brahman. So now I'm in Gambira Leela, so yes, Nadanam, Najanam, Nasundaram, Kaviram Bhar Jagadisha Kami, Mama Janmani, Janmani Shri Bhavatad Bhakti, that again, Vishnu Bhakti. Ahoitaki bhakti, birth after birth, this is the desirable end of life. This is the prayojana for human beings. Panchapurushartha, prem, Krishna prem, prem seva, the Lord. So now, Mahaprabhu replies over several verses to illuminate the mind of this rather foolish Dari Sannyasi. So, it begins with this one. Shuna shuna sannyasi gosai jay kaiba nija karme jayache sayapani miliba. Listen, O sannyasi gosai. We will all certainly eat whatever is destined by our karma. So obviously, that's the fact. And food will certainly come automatically. Just as a newborn baby automatically gets its mother's milk without any effort or endeavor. Dhanavamsha nimitta samsara kamyakare balatara dhanavamsh tave kena mare. If wealth and family are the aim of life, then tell me why are they taken away at the time of death? If human beings have a natural taste for desiring material objects like wealth and children, then in spite of their desire, why are they forced to relinquish wealth and children? Jwarera lagia kaya kamana nakare tave kene jwara asi pidaye sharire. So now, the sannyasi, Dari sannyasi, with his ashavada blessings, is encouraging the path of karma, and Lord Chaitanya is defeating it. No one wants fever. Why then does fever appear and afflict one's body? If simply by desiring a benediction one would attain the result, then why does unsolicited fever appear and afflict the body of a living entity? Even without prayer, one automatically attains an object. And even if one does not obtain an object, despite prayer, the uselessness of one's desire is established. Prabhupada said, Prabhupada would rephrase this by saying, no one prays for distress. No one prays, oh my God, please make me poor. Please make me sick. Please make me get old. Please make me lose my wife or husband. But it happens automatically. So the good things happen without prayer, and the bad things happen without prayer. Shuna shuna gosai ihara hetu karam kon mahapurushe se janaye maram. Gosai, this is the cause of this is karma. What great personality knows this in truth? Vedeye bujaya swarga bhale jana jana murka prati kevala se vedera karuna. Some people claim the Vedas indicate the heavenly planets are the goal of life, but such teachings are simply the compassion of the Vedas and the foolish. Those are people that are that have read the Vedas and get some attraction for the offerings because they're rather mundane. So then the Vedas and the mode of passion, then they inspire them, at least they come under the Vedic fold and try to follow Vedic injunctions to attain what they desire, the higher sense enjoyment. It's a trick to at least get them to follow proper code of religion, Dharmapat. Vishaya sukete bara lokera santosh chittabuji kaya veda vedara kidosh. People take great pleasure in material happiness, and the Vedas offer directions according to their mentality. What is the fault of the Vedas? Dan pucha paya ganga snana harinam shunya chalaya loka vedara karan. Vedas declare by taking bath in the Ganga and chanting harinam one will achieve wealth and children. People therefore engage in such activities. Ordinary people think by taking bath in Ganga and chanting Harinam, they can get worldly wealth in a large family. That is why they glorify the Vedas as helpful to their sense enjoyment. But by engaging activities like Ganga Snan and Harinam, their natural contamination is destroyed, and then an inclination for the service of the Lord is awakened. It's a Gyata Sukriti. Jete mate Ganga Snan Harinama Kaile Javiera Prabhave Bhakti Haya Beke Hele. Somehow or other, for some reason or other, if one takes Ganga Snan and chants Harinam, by the influence of these two activities, one will easily achieve bhakti. He Veda Abhipray Morkanahi Bhuje Krishna Bhakti Chariya Vishai Suke Maje. Foolish people don't understand this intention of the Vedas, so they give up bhakti to Krishna and engage in sense gratification. Bhalamanda Bicharya Bhujaha Gosai Krishna Bhakti Vyati Rikta Aravaranai. O Gosai, try to understand what is good and what is bad. There is no benediction other than Krishna Bhakti. Sanyasira Lakshe Shiksha Guru Bhagavan Bhakti Yoga Kahi Veda Kariya Praman. While instructing the Dari Sannyasi, Mahaprabhu, the spiritual master of everyone, Shikshaguru Bhagavan. That's very interesting. Shikshaguru Bhagavan. So the Bhagavan is also Shikshaguru. He's Chaitaguru and Shikshaguru. He taught bhakti through Vedic evidence. Jai Kahi Chaitanya Chandra Se Satyahai Paraninde Papi Jiva Taha Nahilai. Whatever Chaitanya speaks is the absolute truth. Sinful living entities who blaspheme others do not accept his words. Hasaye sanyasi suni prabhura vachan. He buji pagal dvija mantra karan. On hearing Mahaprabhu's words, the sannyasi smiled and thought, I can understand that this Brahmana has become crazy because of misguidance. So we'll hear more about his reply. So there's several verses where the sannyasi replies to this, what he considers this pagal dvija mantra karan. It's interesting, it says Bhuji Pagala Dvija Mantra Karan. I can understand this Brahmana has been crazy because of misguidance. Mantra Karan, because of some mantra. The cause, the Karan is some mantra. In other words, somebody chanted some mantra over him and snapped their fingers and made him puggle or made him crazy. You know, some tantric has misguided this poor boy and making him speak all this nonsense about Krishna Bhakti is everything. And it's not a blessing to get people entangled in karma because they're automatically entangled in karma by their destiny. If you're a sannyasi and going to give blessings for someone's welfare, there should be permanent welfare. Blessing of Krishna Bhakti. So I'll continue that tomorrow. Chaitanya Bhagavad Ki Jai.